listening to the Positive Professional Podcast with your host, me, Tracy Yvonne. This podcast is a weekly conversation about all things mental health, self-care, and wellness. And there'll be sprinkles of positivity, mindfulness, and guided meditations. Welcome back to Season 6, Episode 29. Today I'm diving into a topic that so many people experience, but rarely talk about it openly. And that is December. The final month of the year, the pressure month, the reflection month, the anxiety month. I'm going to unpack why December triggers stress for so many people, what's happening emotionally and physiologically, and most importantly, real strategies you can use to navigate this month with peace, compassion, and my favorite, mindfulness. So take a breath and unclench your jaws, relax your shoulders, and let's get into it. So let's start with the truth. December carries psychological weight that often goes unnoticed, and here's why. First one, the end of year evaluation feeling. December makes us take stock of the year. Did I meet my goals? Did I grow? Why didn't I hit that milestone? And why does it feel like everyone else is thriving? This automatic review process can activate self-criticism, imposter syndrome, and anxiety about the future. The next one is holiday pressure and emotional expectations. People feel obligated to be happy, festive, social, generous, and present. And when your mental or emotional reality doesn't match the holiday vibe, it can feel isolating. Then there's grief and loss triggering. For many people, December brings memories of loved ones who passed, painful anniversaries, family conflict, and loneliness. Even if your grief is years old, the holidays have a way of calling it back. Financial stress. December is one of the most financially stressful months. There is gift buying, traveling, events, end-of-year expenses. Financial anxiety often feels like a tight chest, racing thoughts, irritability, and troubles sleeping. Burnout. Mental, emotional, and physical. We rush all year, and December exposes every crack and every level of exhaustion we've been ignoring. And then there's seasonal changes and biological factors. Shorter days means less sunlight, which decreases serotonin. Colder weather, which means more indoor time, which turns into less movement. And then holiday foods, which equals blood sugar fluctuations, which turns into emotional shifts. You're not imagining it. Your body is really feeling it this month. So now let's get into December anxiety and what it looks like. Now, there are some symptoms that you can recognize in yourself. And these are feeling behind, overthinking your accomplishments, comparing your life to others, feeling irritable or overstimulated, difficulty sleeping, feeling overwhelmed by social events, emotional numbness, isolation, panic or physical anxiety, and guilt for not feeling the holiday spirit. The emotional indicators are feeling frozen or stuck, shame about unmet goals, feeling pressure to fix your entire life in 30 days, avoidance, and crying easily. Physical indicators are muscle tension, headaches, stomach issues, exhaustion, and elevated heart rate. December anxiety is real, and you're not alone in it. Now let's go a little deeper, and really deeper into what's happening physiologically, emotionally, and neurologically when December rolls around. Because the pressure you feel isn't random. It comes from real internal and external forces that your body, mind, and nervous system respond to automatically. The first is that the brain loves cycles and it fears endings. One of the core truths about the human brain is this: we understand life and cycles. Not straight lines, not endless timelines, cycles. From childhood, we're conditioned to the following cycles: the school year, which is predictable beginning and end, the four seasons and weather shifts, religious and cultural holidays, fiscal years at work, family traditions and anniversaries, and personal milestones like birthdays, graduations, and promotions. Your brain uses these cycles as anchors. They give structure, predictability, and a sense of control. But here's where the stress comes in. December represents the end of a major cycle. And endings, any endings, activate a survival response. Our nervous system reacts to endings in the same way it reacts to the end of a relationship, the end of a job, the end of a season of life, the end of a routine, the end of something familiar or comfortable. The brain unconsciously asks, what's changing? What's next? Or am I prepared? The triggers are hypervigilance, anxiety, rumination, overanalysis, urgency, and self-evaluation. Even if nothing major is happening in your life, the symbolic weight of December can still send your brain into a low-level fight-or-flight mode. You're not imagining it. Your nervous system recognizes this month as a transition point. And I'm going to share more in the next segment. Humans experience what psychologists call the deadline effect. When something is approaching an end, we suddenly feel pressure to complete unfinished tasks, make big decisions, fix things, wrap up loose ends, prove progress, and create closure. December becomes one giant deadline. And because it's tied to identity, who am I? What did I do this year? It can feel personal and overwhelming. This is what creates the urgency illusion, the belief that everything must be done by December 31st. Even though January 1st is just another day, your goals don't expire, and time isn't running out. Your brain tricks you into thinking it is. Studies from the Wharton School show that something called the fresh start effect, the psychological pull to begin new things at the start of a cycle. This includes, of course, New Year's, new semesters, Mondays, birthdays, the first of the month. Your brain says new cycle, new me, new expectations. But before the new beginning, there's always the end of cycle pressure. This creates a psychological sandwich. Top layer, nostalgia for the year ending. Middle layer, regret or pressure about what didn't happen. And bottom layer, anxiety about who you need to become next year. It's a lot to hold. And when stress rises, cognitive distortions get louder. Common distortions in December include all or nothing thinking. I didn't accomplish everything, so I failed. Catastrophizing. If this year didn't go well, next year will be just as bad. Should statements. I should be further by now. Emotional reasoning. I feel behind, so I must be behind. And comparison thinking. Everyone else seems to be doing better. The brain becomes harsher and more critical the closer we get to an ending. And depending on your upbringing, culture, religion, or environment, December often carries messages like close out the year strong, finish what you started, make this the best holiday ever, set your resolutions and fix everything, and don't go into the new year with old problems. These messages create pressure to perform, to produce, to transform, to look successful, to show growth. People really talk about it, but December is when many individuals feel ashamed, inadequate, stuck, self-conscious, and pressured to catch up. This pressure isn't personal, it's social conditioning. And endings bring things to the surface. Grief you didn't process, dreams you didn't chase, habits you couldn't break, goals you started but didn't finish, relationships that changed, and versions of yourself you're outgrowing. Your emotional body uses December as a natural checkpoint. Sometimes that checkpoint feels heavy. Shorter days, remember, less sunlight, lower serotonin. More darker days, increased melatonin, low energy. End of year fatigue, elevated cortisol. In colder months, less movement, higher anxiety. Your body is working against you in December, not with you. And this makes emotional experiences feel bigger and more intense. So, how to support yourself emotionally? Now let's shift into empowerment. The first thing you can do is practice self-compassion instead of self-judgment. You didn't fail this year. You lived through it, and that matters. Try saying, I'm doing the best that I can with the capacity I have. Take December off the pedestal. Stop treating December like it's the final exam of your life. It's just a month, not a measurement of your worth. Lower emotional expectations. You don't have to feel joyful, festive, social, or cheerful. Give yourself permission to feel how you exactly feel. Reduce comparison. Social media is a highlight reel. People post their gifts, vacations, family photos, accomplishments. What they don't post are arguments, debt, loneliness, stress, and 3 a.m. anxiety spirals. Unfollow anything that hurts your mental health. Invalidate your grief. You can miss people and still enjoy the holidays. Both can be true, and your grief deserves space, not suppression. And the last one is to slow down. Every task does not need to be completed in December. You can schedule rest, you can decline invitations, and you can create boundaries. Now, December anxiety lives in the body, so we have to address the body. And here are some simple and effective tools. First is the 4-2-6 breath, and this helps to regulate the nervous system. Inhale for 4, hold for 2, exhale for 6. And do this 5 times, and your heart rate will reset. Next is a temperature reset technique. You can splash cold water on your face or place a cold compress on the back of your neck. This helps to deactivate panic. Drop your shoulders check-in. Ask yourself, are my shoulders clenched? Am I holding my breath? Is my jaw tight? Then release tension intentionally. And grounding through the five senses, you can name five things you see, four things you feel, three things you hear, two things you smell, and one thing you taste. This brings you back to present moment. And then you can create a daily calm ritual. Calm ritual anchors you, such as morning tea, evening journaling, a gratitude list, prayer, meditation, and intentional deep breathing. And you can choose one and stay consistent. So there are some practical life tools to reduce December stress as well. You can ask yourself, what did I learn? What did I survive? What did I improve? What I am proud of? And what am I ready to release? Focus on experiences, not just achievements. You can also create three intentions for the next year. Not resolutions, not perfection goals, just intentions. An example could be, I will rest more, I will move with purpose, I will speak to myself kindly. And then there's financial boundaries, right? Don't overspend, and your presence is more important than presence. Social boundaries. Something that you can say is, thank you for thinking of me, but I don't have the capacity right now. Remember, you're not required to attend every event. And lastly, you can build recovery days. Don't overload your calendar and leave blank days for rest and breathing. Now take one last deep breath with me and exhale. Remember, December is not a test. It's not the end of your story. And you're allowed to slow down, reflect, and take care of yourself. And as I wrap up today's episode, I want you to remember that you are enough. You are growing. You survive things that try to break you. You don't need to earn rest. And you're worthy of peace today, this month, and every month to come. So thank you for spending time with me. And if this episode resonated with you, you can share it with someone who needs a little extra love this month. And as always, keep protecting your peace and prioritizing your mental health.
Thanks for listening and supporting this podcast. And make sure you're clicking the like and subscribe button. You can also follow me on Twitter and Instagram. Stay safe, be well, and don't forget to be the best version of you.